We're reading from Kabbalah for the Student, page 577, Preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah, item 24. You can send us your questions to Kab.tv. Selected questions will be heard in the course of the lesson. Kabbalah for the Student, page 577, Preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah, item 24. The answer is that there is always an inverse relation between lights and vessels. Item 23. Yet, we must still find out why is it that when the Kli of Malchut, Bechina Dalet, the fourth Bechina, is missing from the Masach, it lacks the light of Keter. And when the Kli of Tiferet is missing, it lacks the light of Chochmah, etc. It would seem that it should have been to the contrary, that when the Kli of Malchut, Bechina Dalet, is absent in the Masach, only the light of Malchut would be missing in the level, and it would have the four lights, Kachab and Tiferet. Also, in the absence of two Kelim, Bechina Gimel, the third Bechina, and Bechina Dalet, the first Bechina, it would lack the lights of Tiferet and Malchut, and the level would have the three lights, Kachab, etc. Item 24. The answer is that there is always an inverse relation between lights and vessels. In the Kelim, the higher ones grow first in the Partsuf. First Keter, then the Kli of Chochmah, etc. And the Kli of Malchut grows last. This is why we name the Kelim by the order Kachab Tum, from above downwards, as this is the order of their growth. It is to the contrary with the lights. In the lights, the lower lights are the first to enter the Partsuf. First enters Nefesh, which is the light of Malchut. Then Ruach, which is the light of Zeranpin, etc. And the light of Yechidah is the last to enter. This is why we name the lights by the order Neranchai, from below upwards, as this is the order by which they enter from below upwards. Thus, when only one Kli has grown in the Partsuf, which is necessarily the highest Kli, Keter, the light of Yechidah ascribed to that Kli does not enter the Partsuf, but only the lower light, the light of Nefesh. Thus, the light of Nefesh closes in the Kli of Keter. When two Kelim grow in the Partsuf, which are the highest two, Keter and Chochmah, the light of Ruach enter it as well. At that time, the light of Nefesh descends from the Kli of Keter to the Kli of Chochmah, and the light of Ruach closes in the Kli of Keter. Similarly, when a third Kli grows in the Partsuf, the Kli of Bina, the light of Neshama enters it. At that time, the light of Nefesh descends from the Kli of Chochmah into the Kli of Bina, the light of Ruach to the Kli of Chochmah, and the light of Neshama closes in the Kli of Keter. And when a fourth Kli grows in the Partsuf, the Kli of Tiferet, the light of Chaya enters the Partsuf. At that time, the light of Nefesh descends from Kli of Bina to Kli of Tiferet, the light of Ruach to Kli of Bina, the light of Neshama to the Kli of Chochmah, and the light of Chaya to the Kli of Keter. And when a fifth Kli grows in the Partsuf, the Kli of Malchut, the light of Yechidah enters it. At that time, all the lights enter their respective Kelim. The light of Nefesh descends from the Kli of Tiferet to the Kli of Malchut, the light of Ruach to Kli of Tiferet, the light of Neshama to the Kli of Bina, the light of Chaya to the Kli of Chochmah, and the light of Yechidah to the Kli of Keter.
Is it clear? No. Why isn't it clear? You corrupt things. So why
you
isn't
are
it,
an
you're an economist, so why aren't you, why isn't it clear to you? Let's say you're learning all kinds of studies, statistics, laws of accumulation, etc. They have many laws.
אז לא פשוט ללמוד אותם. צריכים להתרגל.
It's not simple to learn them. You need to get used to them. Their methods. Until you start living it, it needs to stabilize. So I, in the beginning, just recognize that it's confused, foggy. I listen a little bit, I understand a little bit of something that I just started getting to know. That is called that I opened this very initial kli, the kli of Keter in the light of Nefesh. Afterwards, I continue learning more. I continue listening more. I continue also maybe working with that in some way, maybe not consciously, but in some kind of mechanical way, by myself a little. That is called that I developed an approach of the kli in the light of Ruach. I understand a little more. I feel a little more how it works together with that. A thicker kli, a coarser kli, I can work with it. So I have two lights, what was earlier and what exists now. The kli develops in these two areas. Maybe not, we're not aware of that in the state we're in this world, but if I now, in these 2 degrees I'm in, that I somehow know how to work with them, with this wisdom, with this science, with my understanding, a person comes to me who is just a beginner, so I will dress into my previous state in the Kli of Keter and will speak with him at the level of the Kli of Keter. But I am in a coarser Kli, in the Kli of Chochmah, right? Meaning I have these 2 degrees, but the strong overcomes the weak. There is the Aviyut of Shoresh and Aleph, the light of Nefesh and Ruach. And certainly I work with the light of Ruach, because I control in that somewhat. But if I need to return to the previous degree, I'm capable, with the example of a person who now comes to me who is just a beginner, with the light of Nefesh, that I need to be connected with him at. So I lower myself to the previous degree. That is a sign that I have these 2 degrees. I continue working onward. And I enter work with these things to an understanding of what I do more and more with this work of this these laws of the law of istabrut. And the law of accumulation. And I understand a little more and feel. And accordingly, I can work with the degree of Aleph and with the degree of Shoresh. I have the light at the level of Nefesh. Afterwards, I work with myself. I invent some formulas, perhaps. New ones and something else. And afterwards, B'china Dalet, where I am an expert in all of this wisdom. Practically, where I can work with it in every situation in life. So all the previous degrees exist in me. I can precisely teach from the beginner to the most advanced. All the degrees remain. But when I approach them with what I am, meaning from the highest degree, and I don't reveal these lower degrees, even though they're understood that by me that they exist. That's how it is with spiritual attainment too. The great light swallows as if all the lower degrees, even though we say Naran Chai, what is Nefesh and Ruach, etc. But in spirituality, is that these lights, Naran, without Yechida, in that they are incorporated in Yechida, because that's why it's called Yechida, that it me'achedet, it unites all the previous degrees. But it doesn't suppress them. In spirituality, every discernment also adds, because I understand from the fourth degree what is the root degree, and the first degree, and the second degree. I always compare with myself with the past, what happened. And I learn life from that. In spiritual work, that's how we go through it. Where we are in a process, so that's called the end act is in the initial thought. To understand the previous degrees, I can do that only is when I've been through them. So I always have this question of how to move forward. By development forward, then you will remember that question and you'll understand. So that's what happens. Now, that's what happens to degrees that lights enter. And the inverse relation of lights and vessels comes out of that. But what does it mean, inverse? Where the vessels come from the beginning at their root, to Malchut, from Keter to Malchut, and the lights from Nefesh to Yechida. Their inversion, their oppositeness, is in that the Kli attains the light increasingly, but attains it in the purest Kli, because each time the Kli is in a new Tensfirot. I have the attainment of the light. I have the Kli of Keter with the light of Nefesh. What do I intend by that? That I have 10 Sfirot. 10 Sfirot. There cannot be one Sfira. When we say one Sfira, if we can point at something, we are pointing at the structure of 10. There is nothing less than that. That concept, that unit of 10, is the atom. Well, atom, that you can divide it, such. That's the atom, the smallest particle that can exist in spirituality. Therefore, if I say the light of Nefesh in the Kli of Keter, it means 10 Sfirot, that's how they work. Where they are all among themselves in the degree of Shoresh with the light of Nefesh, and the light of Ruach in the Kli of Keter, and the light of Nefesh in the Kli of Chochmah, accordingly. So it's always 10 Sfirot. And it's not that there's 2 or 3 or 4 Sfirot and lights, but that's how we speak. In terms of a small one in relation to a great one. Partial correction in relation to a full correction. Questions? Yes, Glizerin.
How can there be a difference in the lights themselves without anything to do with the Kelim?
There's no such thing. No, you see, that's just a question for the sake of it. It comes according to your schedule to ask a question now. So how do you ask a question when we're speaking about lights without vessels? There are no lights. There are no lights, but otiyot, letters, kelim, vessels, where with them we call them lights. There is no light. There's no such concept as light, you understand? But desires organized in a certain way, we call them lights.
This is exactly why I'm asking. I understand that. So what is the difference between the light of Ruach and the light of Nefesh?
Because that's how they exist in that way. Either in the light of Gematria, there's the letter He or Yud.
What's opposite between the Kelim and the Kelim? These are Kelim and these are Kelim.
Yes, certainly. They're both Kelim. But what is the Creator called? An order of Kelim, which comes in such a way, into such a connection between them, where they are in full mutual bestowal. That order brings you the concept of Creator. Look at what I built. I built the Creator.
So what's the difference between those Kelim of Keter, Chochmah, Bina, and the Kelim of Nefesh Ruach? Both are Kelim, so what's the difference between them?
Again?
Keter, Chochmah, and Bina are Kelim. Nefesh Ruach, Neshama are also Kelim.
No, Keter, Chochmah, and Bina are Kelim, but Nefesh Ruach and Neshama are not Kelim.
There's a difference between them?
There is a difference, whereby the impression from the essence of the desires or the order of the desires, the connection of the desires, is something different. There are people, I can say about each and every one of you, they are in and of themselves, and I don't care about that. That is the animal level. But when they start connecting among themselves in a certain way, in a special way of mutual connection, I call that light. Where what they initially saw as fulfillment in their desire, they now see it as fulfillment for the others, and the desire of the others. The desire that they wanted to fulfill themselves with actually remains empty for them all the time. I call that the desire to receive, and the desire that they try to be connected among themselves, I call that the desire to bestow. According to the intensity of the bestowal is revealed the quality of bestowal, which I call the light. I call it light. I even mark it in the form of Kelim. Yudim, Vavim, Heim, etc. Also the Kelim themselves, I say that the forms of these Kelim, I say, where do these forms come from? They come from that in which they exist in some expansion of the desires in themselves. Everything is desire. But there are desires that are directed. There's a desire that's aimed in itself to the 4 degrees in it, and there's a desire that is aimed at the others. Everything is desire. We don't identify anything other than that. We don't identify anything other than that. Really, like electricity, we identify phenomena. Yes.
You gave us two definitions for creator and light. Now, according to what I heard from those definitions, the light was created as a result of the connection between us, and we always spoke that the connection between us draws the light.
That's how we speak, that there is something that we awaken in its influence towards us. That's how we speak, but does someone know or is in connection with that? But we say that if we make mutual actions of bestowal, then awakens in the system of connection between us some special force that we feel. That's all. So we say this is Zon that bestows to Abhavima and Abhavima to Arichanpin. Where's all this Arichanpin and Abhavima? That's all in the connection between us. In the connection between us. What we attain, we attain. That is in our system. Outside that system, who knows? They say that there's something called his essence, the root of all the Kadmon, the primordial root.
And the Creator?
And the Creator is what reveals in the connections between us, in the relationships between us.
You spoke of a system of Kelim which reached a complete communication between itself.
Yes, and then they reveal in the connection between them the Holy Havaya. In Or Yashar, Or Chozer, direct light, reflected light, where the Or Chochma addresses in Or Chasadim, meaning mutual impressions that come out of the complete complementation, which is called the correction. And what do they attain in their connection? There is some unique phenomenon that the person attained, which is called Adam HaRishon. It's a special phenomenon where if he connects to other people, then he can reveal some impression, which he called light. And if a lot of people do that, so then there are more prominent phenomena, and the purpose of the world is that everyone will come to such a connection, and everyone will be connected, and will reveal this impression that will fulfill them, and this impression will change their perception of reality, the way they think and consider things. And there's something special here in that it's not just an additional in feeling, where there's a feelings in food, sex, family, money, honor, control, knowledge, which we define and I would say are limited. But here there is an impression which is different, outside of the person, in his feeling. That's how it's called, outside of him. He starts feeling in his attitude to others. He develops this sense of feeling what is outside. He expands his kelim in such a way, his perception.
And this is the essence of the change in the relationship itself. This is what creates the change in the discernment, or is there some help of that upper force we're talking of?
I don't know. I reveal that something takes place. But what is the upper force? Where does it come from? What's happening? I don't know. But me, in my experience, start getting to know what's going on. And I register that, and that's where all the wisdom comes from. How do all the wisdoms come to us? It's just that through them a person doesn't change himself. Therefore, they are wisdoms of this world, these static teachings. As if I don't know how to put it. They're stuck.
Stupiot ca ele, nu le de de mașu, ha? Domi motus.
No, still inanimate. Whereas here, a person progresses according to the changes in him. He starts feeling a new reality. It's a very interesting phenomenon that he never thought such a thing was possible and that even such a thing even exists. He suddenly starts seeing that the world changes, that the sun, the moon, the stars, everything can change when he moves from one universe to another, as if to another dimension. And that is, where does all that happen? Just like once he had such and such a perception, now he changed that perception, and he pictures the environment differently. He starts feeling how much it's relative according to his perception, that the whole world is a copy in his senses, that there is no such thing as an external world, but everything is in him. He now starts seeing that everything he can possibly point to or say about something is all his desire. And in that desire, he just differentiates between me and what is outside of me and all these gradations inside of him and also outside of him. And that's how it is. All in all, it's one desire. And then he starts understanding. And the force that starts revealing in connection with all the other parts is already a new force, which he didn't have, because he never was in connection with others. He always wanted to exploit them and not to connect, meaning to bestow to them, to love them, to be as one with them. But in that he starts doing that, so he starts revealing that force of connection which exists. And that force of love and connection and unity, he calls that the Creator, because he starts discovering how the Creator is primordial to all of man's reality. Everything is really out of practical action. Nothing just falls from the skies. The whole Torah is like that. Well, it doesn't look like we'll have enough time. Okay, so let's go to the next part of the lesson.
Moving on to the next part of the lesson, but before we do, let's sing a song together. והמילים חודרות עמוק בפנים וזה גדל בלב משמחה ומכאב יוצא למסע לא מתעכב קוראים לזה אהבה אמיתית והיא תגדל יפה ואנושית עוד מאותם ימי בראשית קוראים לזה אתה מרגיש מעצמך לתת והניצוץ בך כבר מעוטט נחלים בך זורמים של אהבה בעורקים פתאום השחר מתעורר קוראים לזה אהבה אמיתית והיא תגדל יפה ואנושית עוד מאותם ימי קוראים לזה אהבה